The post-match interview.
We can go downstairs to Riley Beveridge.
Thanks, guys. Down here with Max Gawn. Max, four straight losses going into the bye. What was the feeling after this one? Is it relief? Is it a bit of joy? What is it?
It's a win. It's relief. We obviously haven't had a great season, and 3-9, and every win you get, you celebrate, and we got to obviously get on a roll now. I think we've got to win 17 of the next 10 to make finals, so it's going to be interesting. So it's exciting going into next week.
There's a lot made this week of the coaching changes around the group earlier in the week. Has it been a bit of a different feel at the club, or is it more business as usual?
No, because Jade Rawlins has been promoted from within, and Brendan McCartney's still got a pretty hands-on role, so does Max Rook. They're back to where they do their best work, and Brendan McCartney is a great developer of young footballers, and that's what he'll be doing, and same with Max Rook. And Jade Rawlins is going to try and get this forward line gelling, and it'll look better today. I mean, Tom McDonald looked like he can play full forward again, which is always a positive sign.
Max, it's Ian Cohen. Well done on your game today. Darren Berry's here, Tim McGrath, and also Heath Buck as well. Just touch on that. Obviously, K-Rock very interested with Rook and with, Macca. We've interviewed them a lot, spoken to them a lot. What do they bring, and what's going to the reshuffle going to mean for both of them?
Brendan McCartney brings, a lot of experience. He's been in the game for a long time, and he probably, to his own admission, can't keep up with the rest of the assistant coaches with the amount of work there is to do 24 hours a day in terms of coding games. And he's more of a hands-on coach, and he doesn't really like his computers with the age he's getting to. So, We need him in that area, and he works really well with Max Rook and Matthew Egan. It's funny that they're all Geelong boys, but the development plans that they bring, you should see our young guys like Jay Lockhart and Bailey Fritz and players like that today. They should really gel.
Maxie, Darren Berry, well done, mate. Great win, another a big game from you. We were intrigued with the battle, and I heard you talk on television. He is a big boy, Sean Darcy, but it seemed that you just sort of run him off his legs towards the end as they were short on rotations.
Yeah, look, I started really well against him in the first 10 minutes, and then his big body got in the way. And yep. To be honest, I went away from my own craft and what I know is best, and I tried to not cheat, but I tried to not do all the hard work in the ruck contest. And fair enough, he got two free kicks, and I got a bit of a slap on the face from my ruck coach. And you can see maybe in the third and fourth quarter, I started using some of the stuff that I've learned over 10 years, and it started to work. Yes, he did get tired, and they were down to one rotation or whatever it was, and he had to stay on the ground. But hands up to him. He was super in that first and second quarter.
Max, you come across as a pretty laid-back sort of fella, and that's what we love about watching you play. But I know there's a fierce fire in the belly. Tell me about confidence, and you mentioned McDonald, but you had the first kick in the last quarter for goal, and we were calling it, and we said, this is a big kick. Off the boot, it looked to us as though it just sat up like a chip wedge and come in, and you seemed to look like a lot of relief. Tell us about confidence when you're kicking for goal.
I was never in doubt, that shot. It came off the side of the foot and spanned like a torpedo, but it's better than what I've been doing. I've been kicking drop punts left, so I decided to just close my eyes, chuck it up in the air and throw me right foot at it, and it worked. So, confidence is a wonderful thing. Yep. I don't really lack it, and nor does Tom. So we are two people that back in our own game, and every time we come up against someone, we're going to back in our strengths. And Tom's been doing that, but unfortunately we've been kicking absolutely deplorable to him, and he's been copping it left, right and centre, and yes, he's probably been dropping some marks as well, but he was back to some of his best footy today, but I'd say he'd probably be doing exactly the same, if not more, over the last 10 weeks, just not holding on to them. So he's a leader of the club, played over 150 games, but confidence isn't something that he's lacking, definitely not.
Max, Tim McGrath, well done today. Just interested in your comments when you said about you went away from what makes you a good player in part of the game. And do you, as the game's going, recognise that and say, geez, come on, Max, talk to yourself and get back to what I know is best? Or did someone externally, your ruck coach, the runner, an assistant coach, have to say to you, Max, come on, have a look at what you're doing here?
Yeah, without completely boring you with ruck craft, I will get into it, though. Darcy was getting to the front spot, and I thought there was a potential to be able to push him under the ball, but he was incredibly strong, and instead of actually hitting him in a ruck contest, I decided to lean on him, and I can't do that. I can't do that against someone who's 125 kilos. He's probably going to palm the ball anywhere he wants, and he's from the Sandilands ruck class, and he's going to be a good, young, bright future for the Frio ruck department. So, look, I went back to my strengths in the second half, and I was able to get back on top.
That's a good lesson for your teammates. You used to talk about that during the week, that, you know, sometimes in parts of the game you may not be going well, but if you do the things that you're strong at, you can get yourself back in, a la Tom McDonald.
Yeah, you got it. You got to focus on your strengths. I mean, this is a bit out of school, but I heard Brandon Ellis talking about Damien Hardwick, and the best part about his game is his strengths, and Damien Hardwick might have focused on his weaknesses too much, and that could have been why he's playing inconsistent football. Now, bringing that back to Melbourne land, it could be similar. Tommy's big strengths is his marking and aerobic ability, and if we can focus on that as much as we can, we're going to get Tommy kicking bags like he did today.
Bax, he's only played his third game, but you feel that physical presence. I mean, you played against him, of Stephen May out there. We saw him crunch someone very early in the game. He just seems to have such an aura about him out on the ground.
Yeah, old Schooner May. he's going well, big Stephen. It's handy to have him out there. And look,
do you walk taller with players like that around here? That's probably the question I'm asking.
Yeah, you do, and it's amazing how quickly he gels with Frosty and Harry Petty out there today.
Yeah.
Harry Petty's I think he might be even a four-gamer, potentially, and the way he gelled with Steve, and then Frosty had one of the better quarters I've seen Sam play in that last quarter. So, Steve just brings that leadership, and it's probably what would have been lacking in that back half this year.
A couple of the young kids you mentioned earlier, we thought Jay Lockhart was excellent today.
Game.
Kicked a couple of really important goals for your team, but he looks like a real live wire. Certainly doesn't shy away from the contest, Maxi.
He's a good kid, Jay. He was 2 weeks before he was drafted. He was working on the docks and got drafted about a week before round one and then played round two. So it was a phenomenal sort of couple of weeks for him. He's been up and down of his injuries, to be honest. He got a leg infection, which seems to be we had about three or four guys through hospital with skin infections over the year. It seems to be something that's creeping into the AFL. But he's back and playing some good footy. He's a little live wire. And with him, Alex Neil-Bullen and some of the other live wires down there. I can't believe I've forgotten the other three smalls. But anyway, Tim Smith played a super role on one of their key backs in Ryan. So, it's a good little gelling forward line. And it's probably been an area where we've struggled this year. So to have those guys performing well was good.
You've put a lot of stock, obviously, in Tom, and you've defended Tom McDonald pretty much to the hilt. Is that something that you're consciously doing, or do you think he needs that? I mean, you've really come to his defence on the TV interview and now talking to us.
Yeah, we even brought his brother to the club to try and keep him here as well. to be honest, I think that's worked in the wrong way. look, I've played, obviously, my whole 150-odd games with him. I mean, I'm nowhere near 150. I don't know why I overselled that, but
112 today, mate.
112. I've played all my 112 with him, so I've played with him a long time. And when Tom first got drafted, I mean, I didn't even think he was going to make it as a backman, let alone a forward. So he's come a long way, and his aerobic ability, and still wins our 2K time trial, and no one can get past him. And like you saw with his hands today, it's important to back your teammates. You don't want them, especially in the media. You can have these conversations behind closed doors, but you want to stay united and be a team out there for everyone to see, and that's what we are. And I've got complete faith in Tom, and look, he's a super player.
Max, what about the bye week? What did you do? How did you sort of regenerate yourself? Obviously, Melbourne had come in on the back of a month of losing efforts. You get the bye. What did you do?
Yeah, look, the bye can be interesting because you can come back quite flat because you've enjoyed your time away. So I decided to not enjoy my time away.
Excellent. Well done.
Yeah, I stayed at home with the family. I just pretty low-key. Went and watched some local footy. I watched St Kilda Gold Coast up in Townsville. That's how bored I was, but...
What was the local footy, mate? What did you go to?
I went and watched Ormond. Ormond's my home team.
Yep. Are they in the amateurs, are they?
Yeah, they're in the amateurs. When I was there, they were in B grade, then dropped dramatically to D grade when I left, and slowly making their way back to B grade, which is exciting.
But it is important to freshen up. What are you doing outside of footy at the moment? Because you've always got a couple of little interests going.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't plugged this yet, but...
Go on, get it in.
I do have a wine bar in Camberwell.
Thought that might come.
Called East End Wine Bar.
East End Wine Bar, righto.
Yeah, and I also have a food truck called the Bearded Jaffle.
What's the
What's the most popular jaffle, Max?
The most popular jaffle is actually a chicken parma and a jaffle.
Wow.
I mean, I don't want to plug it even more, but we finished 19th in the top 50 toasted sandwiches in Australia. So
you just do the basic Hawaiian, a bit of ham and pineapple?
Don't put pineapple anywhere near cooked food.
You should pineapple on the pizza either.
Maxie, I'm more interested in the wine bar bit. Forget the food.
Yep.
I love a nice Shiraz. Can you...
We've got Tom Jonas and Brad Ebert from Port Adelaide. I've got a nice Shiraz called Hey Diddle Wines, and we're actually stocking that on our wine list at the moment. So you come in, use my name. I'll get you a free drink, and then you'll probably double price the next one. But the first one's free, which is important.
Hey, Max, we've got another 45 minutes on air.
Yeah.
We're not any too other happy, any chance you can come up here for half an hour?
You're getting me out of recovery, so I'm not fussed.
just quickly, you mentioned, obviously, young Jay Lockhart while we're having a bit of a laugh. Now, you said prior to him getting drafted, he was working on the docks. Is that right?
Yeah, he's working on the docks.
So all the free stuff's gone now?
Yeah, well, correct.
No golf clubs, no blokes.
You go to his house and he's got a really, really packed back shed.
He's got a ship in his backyard.
They're all his birthday presents.
Correct.
It's been interesting, that experience, coming through that Casey system. There's quite a few of the blokes have done that, haven't they?
Yeah, well, including our forwards coach now as well, Casey, to be fair, when I first got drafted, we didn't have a great relationship with our affiliated side there, and they've really invested into a good relationship with Casey, and all of a sudden we get Tim Smith, who was out there today, was a six-year Casey player. We got Jay Lockhart, and then there's two guys that weren't playing in Corey Wagner and Declan Kilty, and also Bailey Fritz. So there's five guys we've drafted from Casey. I'm not sure if they're looking at a six this year. We've probably taken all the talent there now, but it's good to draft from within. Like Jay's able to slot straight in, and so is Corey Wagner when he played, and it makes it easy when you know the game plan.
If you keep taking their players, they'll crack the shits.
Yeah, I know. So that good relationship I just said is completely thrown out the window
now. Yeah, it's
gone. Yeah.
Max, we'll let you go. I know recovery is important for you, so you need to be heading that way. Just quickly, obviously the mindset now, relief at the win, get over the top of the Dockers and load up for the tail end of the season. What's it for you?
Well, it's almost a bigger week, because the external noise is all we need is a win, and we'll probably be on a roll then, but it doesn't just happen like that. So we got to go up to the Gabba, we got to play Brisbane Lions, who are in some really good form, and probably doesn't get much easier for me against maybe the second strongest ruck in the AFL behind Darcy and Seth Martin. So, I won't go into that first quarter habits I had today and try and play really strong against him.
Maxie, who's the best team you've played against, and we'll let you go this year? This year, who's the best team?
Good question. I mean, let's pump the D's up and say Freo.
good.
Look.
Remember, we're at Geelong Station. They're going to be hard to beat.
Geelong in round two was an amazing game, because we won the inside 50s by 30. But then
that was incredible.
You go on throughout the year and we've won the inside 50 count every week, so it probably doesn't really matter. But Geelong, their back six, maybe even you could say back seven, are really unbelievable.
Yep.
They are, Max. Appreciate your
time. Mate. Thanks,
East End Wine Bar in Camberwell, or the Bearded Jaffle.
There you go. Chicken Palmer.
Get to East End post eight, because I wouldn't mind a quiet red by myself there at 7.
The post-match interview.